Welcome, my child. Of course. And how long has it been since your last confession? Well, that's hardly a sin. Do go on. What is it? God's listening. You don't have to wait for his attention. Cat got your tongue? What is it that's keeping you from confessing your sins? Well, of course, there's no sin too great for God to forgive. What's important is for you to be honest. Because you're not being honest with me. You're being honest with God. Now, child, you can tell me. Tell me what's on your mind. Unburden yourself. Come clean. Live in truth. Truth, forgiveness, and repentance. Now, what is it, child? Problems with temptation can often be hard to discuss. But trust me, there's nothing wrong with that. It's something we all face. You, your fellow parishioners, myself. Those temptations are there to test your faith. Now what is it? Come on. Ah, I see. Someone in the church. Well, this does make things a little more interesting. And go on. Who, child? Who? I can hear the breath trembling in your throat, child. And this leads me to believe that I know the true source of your temptation. And that's perfectly all right. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's totally natural. But I need to make sure you have the spiritual guidance you need to get through a time like this. And this isn't normal protocol, but these crises of the soul truly merit special attention. Now, exit the confessional and come over to my side. It's all right. Good. You can trust me. Now here. Come inside. Close it behind you. Now I want you to kneel. Now there's two of us here. I want you to kneel right before me. And look up at me. And even with your hands clasped in prayer, that look in your eyes, that hungry look, tells me everything, child. I, in fact, do know the source of your temptation. The way your eyes wander every Sunday, some Saturday nights. That same hunger, the hunger that you wish to be filled with salvation and peace, it also hungers for me, doesn't it? And I've dealt with this before. It's all too common. And for these situations, I know this may sound counterintuitive, but it's best to experience that temptation. To experience sin. For how can you truly be forgiven and truly be repentant without knowing the wages of sin? The pleasures of the flesh. Euphoria that seems like it itself is heaven's reward. I hope you understand. And I hope you know that this is for the best. In God's eyes, this will make you a truly exceptional member of his flock. Now, as God's instrument here on earth, it's my job to rid you of this temptation. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do It may seem unorthodox, sinful, blasphemous, but it's something I've had to do so many times, and it's led to peace, tranquility, and forgiveness for all those involved. Now, I'd like you to place your hands on my belt. Place your hands on my belt, child. You need to understand that as God's representative here on earth, my will is His. Now place your hands on my belt and undo it. Buttons, zipper, everything. And look at me. Look at how hard I am. And this is the manifestation of your temptation. This is the lesson you need to learn. Now take both of your hands and wrap them around it. That's good. Look at it. Feel my cock in your hands. Oh, feel the throb. Feel my heart beating in it. Oh, and understand what you're doing to God's servant. Truly, you need to be broken of this. You need to repent. And the only way for you to repent is to gain experience and understanding. Now place it in your mouth and suck. Now. Yes. Oh, yes. Ooh, that's just perfect. Oh, God, and as you run your mouth over it, you can feel how hard it is in your mouth. Oh, stroke up and down with your hands. Use your hands on it. Because pleasing this cock, oh, is your absolution. You giving relief. Ooh, and release to God's servant here on earth pleases God. Now look up at me. Oh, look at the cross. Look at the cross around my neck. Oh, and think about it. Think about your hungry eyes. Oh, wandering over me. Ooh, tempting me. Oh, such a sin. Such lack of control. Well, now, your indulgence. Your indulgence will be my relief. Because I've needed this as well. This will finally allow me to concentrate and not have to expend energy, faith, and willpower fighting you, fighting your eyes, fighting your looks, fighting that craven need inside you. Oh, fuck. Now take it out of your mouth and look at it. Look at how wet it is. Now that's a very good job. Exactly how I've instructed. Now, I know there's not much space, but now we need to complete this sacrament. And you can't become right in the eyes of the Lord until we do. Oh, now, off your knees. Oh, and stay just like that, but turn around. Turn around. Oh, God. Oh, and show me your ass. Oh, look at that. Now, let me pull these up. Oh, and let me feel you. Oh, God. And what I feel right now is hot, wet temptation in my hands. And I know this is something you've waited for so long, child. Oh, and now that thirst is finally going to be fill. There you go. Let my hands guide you. Let my hands guide you. Oh. Oh, and feel every inch. Feel that size. Pull you apart. Feel that size. Just filling you. Encompassing you. Like the love of our Lord and Savior. Because this is what you need. To understand what you've been doing. truly understanding the temptation, and that will allow you to repent and be forgiven. But you have to finish me. Oh, we have to finish completely. And I know, that contraception isn't an option, and you wouldn't be using that. Someone of faith, definitely wouldn't be preventing God's natural order, preventing that flower from blossoming. And maybe, maybe he'll bless you with a little something from me. A reminder, a constant reminder of the temptation that you caved to, but the temptation that you were able to overcome. Oh, now, just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer, just like that. Come on, child. Oh, finish me. Finish me. Oh, God. Now, I'm going to release inside you. Fuck. In 5, 4, 3, come on. 2, I'm nearly there. 1. That's it. Continue up and down slowly. Oh, getting every bit of my seed, every bit deep inside you. Now, stop. And feel. Feel how full you are. Reach down between your thighs. Reach down between your thighs and feel that sin and that temptation dripping. Now taste it. Taste it and know. Know its smell. Know how it makes you feel. Finally, have it on your lips. My taste. Your taste. And I hope this provides you an understanding. Now for your penance. I want you to go home and think. I want you to say the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys that we always talk about. But I want you to truly think about what we've done here. And think about how this will bring you closer to God. And if you have any doubts, child, I'll be here next week, happy to show you the way.